Good morning, you're listening to Ars Protect. This week on the programme I speak to Nicola Connolly, the founder of Nunaya, about her regenerative business model. If you want to get a comment to the programme, you can do it on a text and WhatsApp line at 086-38-33-553. Phone reception on 091-77-0077 and email arsprotect@goibayfm.ie. If you want more information on this initiative by IBI and Commission Amon, visit arsprotect.ie where you can take the ecological footprint calculator. All this plus a whole lot more coming up on Ars Protect. Good morning and welcome to Ars to Protect with me, John Morley. I'm delighted to say I'm joined in studio by Nicola Connolly, who is the founder of Nunaya, which is a regenerative business. Nicola, good morning.
Hi, Tom.
It's great to have you with us this morning, Nicola. Talk to me first about your business.
Yeah, well, thanks first of all for having us on. Our business is called Nunaya, and we are a beauty wellness brand with a really innovative regenerative business model.
What exactly is a regenerative business model?
So if any of your listeners, it might be a kind of a new term to a lot of people. We hear a lot about sustainability and that idea of doing less harm. And regenerative business actually goes one step further. So regenerative business is actually about leaving our communities and our ecosystems healthier and thriving for future generations. So it just goes that step further for sustainability.
So how do you do that in practice in your business?
So I guess in our business, how we bring that in is that we offer a range of superfood skincare rituals. So it's a range of facial and body care products. And we look across our entire supply chain and work really closely with our communities at each step of the way, reducing intermediaries and actually allowing us to regenerate ecosystems, particularly the ecosystems where we grow our plants. And also all of the communities that we work with on the supply chain.
And those communities are?
Well, those communities are very dear to my heart. I spent 12 years myself working as a sustainability consultant with indigenous communities in the Amazon rainforest and the Andes of Peru and Ecuador. So the idea of the business came from there, and we actually source all of our core materials directly from our growers. So we work directly with these communities who lovingly care for those ecosystems, and then the plants come to us here. We're based just over the border from Portumna, where we manufacture all of our products ourselves.
Some people listening to this might say there must be a carbon footprint in terms of transporting all that material back to Ireland, but in the overall grand scheme of things, you're giving back to the environment.
Yeah, I think we are. Yeah, so we've done kind of detailed carbon footprint analysis and life cycle analysis on all of our products. And because, I guess, of the way we work our business, we have studied in depth that it's actually more beneficial to the communities and the conservation of the Amazon, which is obviously an area that is important to us here in Ireland and all around the world as the lungs of the world. And it actually helps to mitigate the impact of using those plants and allowing for the preservation of those plants and those ecosystems.
Mm. Part of that is sustainability as well. And talk to us about your packaging.
Yeah, so, you know, we try to build sustainability like right across that, the whole business, if you like. So one of our actual best-selling products is our Ground and Glow ritual set. And the packaging for this, we actually grow it from mycelium. So mycelium is the roots of mushrooms, which we blend with an upcycled hemp waste. And it takes 7 days to grow. But it doesn't need any electricity. It doesn't need any fossil fuel. So at the end of it, we have this gorgeous box. It's very natural finish. It kind of looks kind of like a sawdust finish on the outside, but quite velvety. And when you're finished, you can take it home, break it up into little pieces, mix it into your soil in your garden, or pop it in your compost bin, nourishes the soil, and in 45 days, it completely composts.
Wow. And is this very new technology and new type of product?
Yeah, we were the first in Ireland to use it. And one of the very first in the world when we first launched it. And the hope is that behind this product or behind the mycelium packaging is that it's actually going to replace polystyrene, which we all know is hugely damaging for our ecosystems.
Mm. And looking elsewhere in the business, how else do you keep sustainable?
Well, I guess we work with right from the soil. We have a kind of what we call a soil to skin approach. So we look at the soil and the health of the soil. So we only source plants that are grown on very biodiverse, small family farms. Everything is certified organic. So what that means is that we don't use any herbicides, no pesticides anywhere along our supply chain. So the products themselves are biodegradable, because we often, with skincare, we might wash our face or put something on our product, but we don't think of what happens when that goes down the drain. Does that impact our water systems? So all of the products are fully biodegradable, don't cause any damage. Obviously, we know, we've talked about our packaging, how it's, you know, recyclable, repurposable. And we also work really closely with our growers. So a percentage of everything we sell goes back in to support education scholarships for our growers. So we have a whole kind of system, if you like, around the whole business that allows us to measure all of those inputs and our kind of performance indicators to make sure that we're constantly evolving and improving so that we have this regenerative model.
Mm. And you mentioned the Amazon, and we've seen the devastation ourselves in terms of the Amazon being chopped down. But this is one way of giving people and communities on the ground a way of combating that and making money in a sustainable way.
That's it, exactly. And I guess that's sort of why I founded the business, because I was working with these communities. I could see how badly devastated that whole ecosystem was becoming, because local communities didn't have a source of income. So they were moving to cities where they end up living in shanty towns on the outskirts and have a way lower quality of life. And at the same time, they were selling their land to the loggers and they had no resources left. So these communities are critical for our overall the health of our whole planet, because the ecosystem of the Amazon is so important. 25% of our pharmaceutical drugs come from the Amazon. So it's really worth preserving and, I suppose, empowering those communities who are the guardians of the Amazon rainforest.
And to be able to create an eco-economy as well out there, I think it's very important.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. In terms of the work you've done out there as a sustainability consultant, talk us through that, because you've worked with a lot of big agencies across the world.
Yeah, I did. I suppose most of the main work I did was in Peru and Ecuador. I lived for 4.5 years out on the Galapagos Islands, working with Conservation International and the World Wildlife Fund. And then I spent another 8 out on in the Amazon and up in the Andes of Peru. So I worked with organizations like the World Wildlife Fund, with, you know, international development agencies. And it was great, because I got to go out into these amazing, unique ecosystems and learn all about the plants that were growing and the benefits of plants for skin health, for emotional health. And also help those communities to develop micro businesses that allowed them to have a better quality of life.
Mm. And did you witness firsthand some of the negative aspects in terms of, were some of those ecosystems in danger and species in danger in the likes of the Galapagos, etc.?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, the Galapagos is a really interesting, it's such a privilege to be able to live there for so long. And it's also, you know, it's such a delicate balance. I think by the end of my time there, I came to the conclusion that actually humans aren't meant to be on the islands. Wow. And on in places like that, because unfortunately we do cause damage. And there's a huge problem there with things like invasive species that are brought on from humans. And then, you know, those great stories that you hear about, you know, something being introduced to fix another problem. So things like goats were brought in to keep down the invasive vegetation, but then the goats overran the islands. And then they had to, you know, have this whole program basically to eradicate goats. And then I'm talking hundreds of thousands of goats that had just come in and eaten everything. So it's really interesting how, you know, we can have such an impact on these unique places that actually we really need to be pushing to preserve them.
Hmm. Is enough being done in terms of protecting these types of ecosystems? And I suppose on the other side of that, is making business models out of them that are sustainable a good way of doing that?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think the challenge that we have in these places, like in my experience firsthand, was that business rules these places. So basically it's very hard to implement sustainable practices in areas where humans live and humans have to survive. So if we look at the Galapagos or the Amazon, these local communities need a source of income in order to be able to survive. So I think it's about trying to find ways to bring in projects that actually have long-term sustainability. So for example, working with the growers that we work with, it allows them to create multiple streams of income where they can actually preserve the land and the biodiversity, which is critical, without destroying it. And I think that's the real key. It's about supporting small communities and families to create those models that actually allow for this conservation.
Mm. Now, all this work, while it's good and well and it's well worthwhile, is it actually making you money?
Good question, you know, because I think, you know, it's often sustainability. We often think first and foremost about the environment, but obviously you want to be a sustainable business. Mm. So we are in business for 5 years. We have had an amazing response from, I suppose, both, you know, in Ireland, where you can find us in stores like Avoca, the Kilkenny shop online, and Cloudtown Beauty and that. So we've actually done really well here in Ireland. And we've just recently started exporting and sharing our message in Asia and across Europe. So, you know, little by little, we are growing in a very sustainable way. But yeah, we are able to make a living off it at the moment. And also, I guess we're also doing it in a way that just is really sticks to our vision as a purpose-driven business.
Mm. It's very interesting. Nicola Connolly, the founder and owner of Nunaya, thank you for joining us on Ars Protect.
Thank you so much.
And that is it from this week's edition of Ars Protect. Join us next Thursday at 11:30, where we discuss energy efficiency.
Ars to Protect, brought to you by Galway Bay FM, the IBI, and funded by Commission Amman with the television license fee. Check out arstoprotect.ie for more info.